Grandpa Kotcher and Yastobo in the studio. That Vibes Loud theme song, you feel me? Orale, that's right. I got my pants way high and my hat real low, low, low. Turn on your internet. Vibes Live, what you get?
Chilling with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chilling with the Mexican.
Orale.
Yastobo and Grandpa Kotcher.
Hey.
273 Records Incorporated. Young boss, young major, you know we made it. Mike Ellis, BK, Robin Lynn sponsoring. Video with Pastor Troy and West Music. Shelly Garrett getting it, cutting at the barbershop. Willie Brown, light skinned Bobby Brown. Judge Joe Brown, T.Y. Womb on Baby Radio, No Say Radio. Turn on your internet. Vibes Live, what you get?
Chilling with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chilling with the Mexican. Yastobo and Grandpa Kotcher.
Hey, hey.
Storm Talk 365 Bonita.
Bonita.
Claire Bourne, she's a superwoman. Yeah, yeah. Tina Hobbs, Simmons, Savvy Pro.
Savvy Pro.
Patrice Jackson, Mass Media. Yeah.
And you
Maven.
Know. Huh?
Robin Lynn, Maven, worldwide distribution,
Zeb
Brown Corporation,
that's
Girl Outfitters, Club Foodie, The Bad Brad Berkowitz, Run It Down Production, Caper, Dark Star Records,
with that real slick money,
Auntie with that gummy,
Grandpa Al Cello,
Sisters in Motion,
Turn on your internet,
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chilling with Robin Lynn,
she's about to make you win,
call you out and bring you in,
chilling with the Mexican, Yastobo and Grandpa Kotcher.
Hey, hey.
Turn on your internet, Vibes Live, what you get?
Chilling with Robin Lynn,
she's about to make you win,
call you out and bring you in,
chilling with the Mexican,
Yastobo
and Grandpa Kotcher.
Hey, hey. Now that's what I'm talking about right there, you know what I'm saying? We done did that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Mr. Clean Cut Man done did that. Hey, Yastobo, you did all right, man.
Orale, what's your problem, Holmes? You can't be talking about me like that, eh? It hurts my deal dogs, eh? I'll talk to you later, Holmes.
In the house tonight, we have a very special favorite and fine young man in the house. His name is actor and model Troy Latham.
What's going on? How you doing?
How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing really well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What you got on? What you got on, Troy? What you got on?
Well, Christmas went really well. So I asked you how your Christmas was.
My Christmas is still good.
Yeah, still, right? Mm-hmm. Stomach still round, too, so full, and greedy got me sleepy.
Okay.
But as what's going on right now, since the last time I talked to you, actually just finished an episode for a TV series called For My Man, and that's airing on Monday, the first episode of season 3.
Really?
And that'll be at 10 o'clock on channel TV 1.
On TV 1, For My Man. You,
For My Man, and I had one of the lead roles in it, too.
Now, before I ask you anything else, I want to know, how did you get yourself on the season premiere on TV 1, For My Man? I mean, how you do that, Troy?
Well, actually, you know, a friend of mine sent me an email to contact them.
Yeah.
And luckily, I was blessed enough to get an email back saying that they wanted to use me. And then I had to send my audition tape as well to see if I can make the second round to get picked for it. And they picked me. Then after that, God took over after that. And I was blessed to be a part of it.
I'll say he took over because most actors I observe, they're struggling for roles. You know what I mean? And I looked up, you popping up over here, and you over in the Bahamas. Didn't you guys go to Bahamas over the summer?
No, that was St. Thomas. We had a movie premiere there for a little Puerto Rico in it.
Okay.
That movie, it's a Christian romantic and comedy movie, and definitely a movie to go see. Everybody can definitely relate to it.
So now you're a very versatile actor. Now, you're a model too, right?
Yes, I do print work, mostly prep work though. But I did actually get asked to do my first runway. That would be for Franklin Michelle.
Okay.
Franklin Michelle, the store, and I'll actually be walking for the clothing line. And that'll be in New York City in February.
Okay. All right. That's hot.
Thank you.
So, how long have you been? I know you, but some of the listeners, this is their first time hearing you, even though you've been on here several times before. But you want to give us just a little background about how you got started in modeling and acting and all that other good stuff between then and now?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing is, when I was younger, at the age of, 18, I actually didn't even think about acting at all. I was actually just a lazy kid in high school. I was always that kid that just never wanted to stay after school, no matter what. And that's why I didn't play sports, because all I wanted to do was just go home and eat and sleep all day. The only thing I'll do active was probably work out. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But what got me into acting, funny thing is, one day my mom actually got tired of me just sitting around and just working out. And she woke me up out of my bed telling me that I submitted you for this music video. And you got casted for it, and you had to leave in an hour. So I was like, excuse me, like, who do you think you're talking to? Like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm about to eat my chips and go right back to sleep. And so, but she was, I got to listen to my mom. Like, when you go down there, you need to start actually doing something. I want you to just get out the house. So, I was pouting and whatnot. I was upset. So I was like, okay, I'll put my clothes on, whatever. Started getting ready, and then the ride was only 30 minutes long. I finally got there, and I met the directors and the producers and the actors. So, I only got casted for an extra role. That was the funny part. So when I got there, we were waiting for the lead role to come, but he never came. So, he never came. He never showed up. So he looked at me, and he read a description, and I just remember like it was yesterday, he touched my shoulder, and he told me, he said, well, this description really fits you very well.
You fit this description up.
Yeah, so he told me, he said, do you think you can play the lead role? So I'm thinking in my head, I was like, hold on, I never acted before. So, I thought I was an extra. Yeah, I didn't, this is, this is a big surprise. So, but, of course, I said yes. I wanted to try it out. So, that was a very major big jump I did. So, later on that day, I just read the script and I got it down. And, I don't know, it was just natural to me. I just thought of how it would be like in a certain situation, but a little more dramatic with it. And try to be as comfortable and confident as I can with myself. And ever since that day, I was just, aching to see the video, and it took, 4 months to see it finally, and it aired on MTV2 music videos, and when I finally seen it, that's when I actually started falling in love with it more, when I actually seen my capability and how, much I really loved, enjoyed what I was doing. The feeling now, it was a different type of feeling I never received before. So, but that feeling like when you first fall in love, that's basically how that feeling was when I started acting. But ever since then, I just haven't stopped. And it's funny how I started like that, and I fall in love with it more and more year by year. And here I am now, so I'm about to see myself on television finally on Monday. So it was a great experience. So,
wow. That is really, really amazing. Now,
thank you.
On Monday, that's a true crime story, right?
Yes, that's correct. True crime stories. Yes.
So now, do you play the victim or the perpetrator?
I'm the perpetrator, actually.
You're the perpetrator.
For one thing, I know I'm actually the perpetrator this time. So that was a good challenge for me. That was actually, I had to get into my role for that one, because I'm not used to that. So
I imagine when you're acting, do you, personally experience or feel some of the emotion or the stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? With the character? Do you identify it? Do you feel it? Or, I mean, how do you do that?
For me, what I do first, I will read the script at least 3 times, right through it. And after I'm done reading at least 3 times the whole script, that's when I read exactly paragraph by paragraph to really understand it. And I'll just say the sentences back and forth more than like 5 times across. And then when I have it comprehended, I want to get exactly what I want to know. Before I know the words, I want to know exactly how what the whole story is about. That's mm-hmm. the first thing about me. I need to know exactly what it's about, and then that's when I try to get the words down, and then that's when I get the feelings out, when I got the words out.
Okay.
The feelings is coming from confidence, and my acting is about knowing what the script is about.
Okay.
So put it together, and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got some more questions about your role in that, but I'm going to play a song, and we'll be right back.
PK273 Records. Yeah, I'ma keep getting money to the desk. Breathe. You dig that. You dig that.
Cool in the mug. Got that connect like a plug. Mommy straight, show me the love. And she keep it wet like a tub. Why when they see us, I pop it, flip it, bring it back with no grievance. Catch a stem up in the say you can keep it. Haters acting like they don't know my English. I'ma ball into the dance, stop breathing. I'ma ball into the dance, stop breathing. Yeah, they go wild when they see us. Count it up, the team will break it easy. I'ma ball into the day my life ceases. Yeah.
Bad bitch, ride my pivot like a bike. Fuck the pedals, pedals, fuck the pedals. Up on a nigga like Lego. Incredible, incredible. Flipping the pedibles. She tell me, PK, PK, you loving me so wrong. She right, like plus with no light. But that's in the hell out the drove. Shawty be ready to blow. But I stay getting to the dope. Man, and insane with the flow. Versus that crack, no additives. These rappers just rap, these rappers just rap. Shitting on bars, no adjectives. They don't know my English. I know my English. They don't know my English. All adjectives. I show them no love. Bitch, I get dirty than mud. Bitch, I play out of the mud. Money showers. Got haters ain't feeling that drip. Be like my roof and take a trip.
Cool in the mud. Got that connect like a plug. Mommy straight, show me the love. And she keep it wet like a tub.
Like a tub.
Why when they see us, I pop it, flip it, bring it back with no grievance. Catch a stem up in the say you could keep it. Haters acting like they don't know my English. I'ma ball into the dance, stop breathing. I'ma ball into the dance, stop breathing. Yeah, they go wild when they see us. Count it up, the team will break it easy. I'ma ball into the day my life ceases.
Until the day my life ceases too.
Uh-huh.
What you think about that song?
And you dancing the whole time, so.
Okay. Yeah. That's from my favorite My favorite artist, PK, from 273 Records, Incorporated. I just had to say that.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're on that show and you were killing folks, how did that feel? Normally you're portraying a fictional role, but what did it feel like when you're portraying something that actually happened?
Oh, man. It was a disgusting feeling.
Yeah.
But I had to stay focused the whole time. And, yeah, the fact that that he actually did this, because when you see the show, it's going to be ridiculous, the stuff that he did. It's unheard of what he did. It's actually disgusting. But what I felt like, I just felt, I don't even have any words for it, because I can't believe, he was a young kid, he was 19 years old, and he just done some outrageous stuff. I'm trying not to give it away. That's why I can't have that much to say. But it was disgusting, though.
Okay, because I'm sure I'm going to have to be on Twitter. Troy said, I'm about to mess you up. Any upcoming projects? What's coming up next? What's on the horizon for you?
Okay, I actually just did a scene with Luke Cage, actually.
What?
Yeah, I just did a scene. It's actually, it's going to be a new episode called Group Theory. Group therapy, I apologize, group therapy.
Uh-huh.
And it was just an honor to work with him. He's a great person, a very great talented actor. I actually, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because I didn't see it yet, but I was infected as an extra. But I actually want to see that because I didn't see it, so hopefully I'll see it.
Well, you know, I don't know who told you to be so cute, but that got to be the reason why you get all this action. I
actually have some other stuff on the horizon. I can't really say about it too much yet, but you'll know soon. I'll keep you posted, definitely. I got a couple things coming up.
Yeah, you know you gotta be careful, because you know when you tell me, you have to tell me, whoa, because I'd be like, hold on, I just made an announcement.
Right.
I'm like, oh, sorry, man. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, there might be some callers on the line that want to say hello. Is there anyone on the line that would like to say hello to Mr. Troy? Okay, I guess not.
All right.
Okay. Now, Troy, are there any shout-outs that you'd like to give anyone or announcements you'd like to make?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you say it.
Is there anyone you want to plug or shout out or acknowledge?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I'm not doing 273 Records Incorporated.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, okay. You hear that? He just shouted.
Also, shout out to the little Puerto Ring on the cast. I love y'all to death. Y'all like family. Shout out to all the cast members and live squad. I love y'all, and shout out to everybody I was on set with episode 4. Man, I love y'all to death too. And shout out to my mom. Shout out to Jesus, of course. Amen. Shout out to everybody that supports me. I love y'all and appreciate it. Enjoy the journey too.
Well, I sure thank you for coming on. You got to come back. Well, you know you can come back all the time.
Oh, you know, come on, we know we go way back.
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute, someone's there. Hello, caller, are you there? I always wanted to say that. Yes, who's on the line? Identify yourself.
Hey, this is PK of 273 Records Incorporated, CEO and owner of 273 Records Incorporated. How you doing, Miss Robin?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, absolutely. My apologies. I wanted to try to be on the line a little bit earlier. I was having some phone technicalities.
Yeah, we were too. Do you have a question or a comment for Troy?
Absolutely. Well, more of a statement. I just want to say, Troy, heard a little bit about you. Robin's definitely, she's excited. I'm excited, you know, to continue. Keep doing what you're doing and, you know, continue that, you know, just, you know, reaching for the stars, brother.
Thank you so much.
You definitely have a moral support system with us here.
Troy, I hope you don't mind, but PK, would you like to take a second and tell all the listeners where we can find your music and some of the things and events that's coming up for 273 Records and Global Weighted?
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do this. 273 Records Incorporated, first and foremost, it's a diverse label that I started about 8.5 years ago to give artists an opportunity. We basically built a platform, you know, to give artists an opportunity to showcase their talents and, you know, where they're not being taken advantage, you know, by the majors and, you know, things of that sort. We're all over social media, 273 Records Incorporated. I'm sorry, www.273recordsinc.org is one of our websites. We've got a total of about 3, I think, websites. We own our own domain, SoundCloud. Anywhere that there's music listed, you can Google 273 Records, and we've got music and our artists are, you know, on multiple platforms.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we got music. You got any events?
So if there's any artists out there that's really, you know, that's looking for a home and a platform where they can showcase, you know, their talents and they're tired of being taken advantage of, you know, definitely, you know, go to our website, sign up, register, www.273recordsinc.org.
I heard that. Any events?
Oh, we've got several. Actually, we've got the mixtape release that I've given not only the label artists an opportunity to get tons of marketing and promotion from the mixtape, but we are extending it to any and every independent artist that is out there. It doesn't matter, you know, where you're from, you know, if you're making, you know, decent music and you actually have that gift of gab, you know, we want to help, you know, that particular artist. So they can also go on the website and check that out. We've got comedians that we just recently signed, you know, to the label. So, you know, we're kind of like a one-stop shop. You know, we mimic our image from the major platform, you know, but on an independent structure, you know, as far as, you know, the financing and things like that, being able to do more, you know, and being hands-on with the artists.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's a blessing. It's just a blessing to be in an opportunity to be able to actually help, you know, people. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that a lot of other labels or people it just ain't happening. I really want to
I'm sorry, Ms. Robin. I think they have the opportunity and you know, and they could, but I don't think they have the loans. A lot of the majors and a lot of other independent labels can help artists, but again, of course, they don't have, you know, the wants. They don't want to help, you know. So that's where we came in at. That's where God has basically put me on a path to, you know, to somewhat, you know, help those people that are gifted.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing and for doing what you do. Stay on the line, because before we let Troy go, we're going to play dun, 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 the question of the day. Okay? Troy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you ready to play the question of the day?
I'm always ready.
Okay, now you should win, because the questions always stay the same. Now, let me refresh you of the rules. We're going to ask you a question. It's the question of the day. And if you get it right, you will win something. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So the question is, why did Rick James dry his feet on Eddie Murphy's couch?
What?
Why did he lie on his couch, you said?
Why did Rick James dry his feet on Eddie Murphy's couch.
To tell him that he's Rick James, bitch? Is that what?
It was in the script. I'm going to give it to you. But the correct answer was because they should have never gave him money because then he could buy a new one. It was in that same skit, so that's the judges say that that's acceptable. You want to know what you won?
When
we are going to send you a we've got 273 Records Incorporated has these awesome t-shirts and hats. We're going to send you a t-shirt and a hat and a free download of the album Immortality. Okay.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, and when you get it now, I want you to rock it on Facebook, Twitter, down the street, all of that, okay?
Gotcha, of course. As soon as I get it, I put it right on the Facebook and social media I got.
Yeah. And PK, I'm sorry, I guess I should have asked you before I started giving away all your merchandise and
It's all good. No. I think Troy was actually a lot closer to that answer than I would have been. So, no, he did.
I heard somebody, a female voice, go like,
I thought that was the answer, though. I was so confident. That's
a change. You were a lot closer than I was, bro. Sitting here just
That's all I know about Rick James. That's really it. It's because of the couch.
And the thing that tickles me is that I ask the same question. It's always the same question. And out of all my regular listeners, nobody ever remembers it.
I'm remembering next time.
That's what I thought. I think I heard you say that too. I'm gonna run the tape back. I think we asked you a different question last time though, because we do have a consolation question to give you another chance should you not get it right. Yeah. Well, I think that's gonna be about it for this time, unless we got something else going on. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Man, you know I love you.
Thank you for putting me on the line. You already know I love you, too.
All right. So you take care. Happy New Year.
I hope y'all have a very happy holiday, too, and Happy New Year. I'll definitely be, you know.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Troy. Same to you, brother. You continue to keep escalating, bro. Keep elevating.
Thank you so much, sir. You too. Again, don't forget. Monday, we're going down, 10 o'clock,
slamming tracks like Globetrotters. Hold on a minute. These silly misses got a pose problem. Hold on a minute. Pose problem. While you looking for business, we get it. We getting it. We been moving these midgets. Oh, Lord, there's a fire. I'm on fire. Oh, Lord, there's a fire. I'm spitting flames. What you mean I gotta leave? I ain't finished yet. With short pockets, so no dreams, climb with no wings, silly rabbits, shoot for kids, but they ain't chicken the kid, no chicken the kid, it's high side, leave the road running, straight cut, got the nose running. I'm
criminal, why lie for? No subliminals, just survival. These snake produce with no rifle. And this red shit, I die for. These rappers, comedians, they all funny. Babies are blood, fossils, point money. We really be stunting, really be stunting. Guns and guns, watch these commas on commas. I just smoking on the do it slow. Like a moving star, moving road. Flying in Atlanta, all my people paid to stack. Walk on the moon, Michael Jackson. Entrepreneur, broke. I found a cure. There's no truth in their life. Fabricating rhymes. No veil in disguise. Realize, gonna keep them lies. Realize, gonna keep them lies.
What I mean? What I mean? What you mean I gotta go? I ain't finna celebrate yet. Born up in the